the wise cast out. And when we live a life of thankfulness, it draws the goodness of God toward us. Amen. And Father, we're just so thankful to be in your house today. Never let us get away from being thankful to you, God, and all that you've done, where you brought us from and where we're at and where we know that you're going to take us to. We're so thankful today for your goodness and for your love, the love that we cannot even comprehend, Lord, and how much you love us. Oh, thank you, Father. You're welcome in this place today, Holy Spirit, that you would brood upon us until there is breakthrough in every area of our life, God, that you are the God of breakthrough. And we're thankful for that today. Amen. I want to read something. It's been a while since I've read it, but I just thought I'd just put the word out there. Put the word on the fire. You know, you put the wood on the fire. Amen. And it's talking about Dr. S.M. Lockridge wrote it, and it's called That's My King. So we're going to put ourselves in remembrance of who our king is today and get it out there in the atmosphere. This is awesome. Amen. So it starts off by saying, my king was born king. The Bible says he is a seven-way king. He's the king of the Jews. That's an ethnic king. He is the king of Israel. That's a national king. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Now, that's my king. Amen. Well, I wonder if you know him. Do you know him? Don't try to mislead me. Do you know my king? David said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. My king is the only one of whom there are no means of measure that can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of the shore of his supplies. No barriers can hinder him from pouring out his blessing. God's blessing is running to overtake you today. His blessing is running to overtake you today. He's eternally strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He is imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Now, that's my king.
That's my king.
He is God's son. He's the sinner savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands alone in himself. He's honest. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's supreme. He's preeminent. He's the grandest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. Help me, Jesus. He's the supreme problem in higher criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine of historic theology. He's the carnal necessity of spiritual religion. Now, that's my king. He's the miracle of the age. He's the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. He's the only one able to supply all our needs simultaneously. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tired. He sympathizes and he saves. He's the Almighty God who guides and keeps all his people. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharged debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent, and he beautifies the meek. Now, that's my king. Do you know him? My king is a king of knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He is the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. He's the master of the mighty. He's the captain of the conquerors. He's the head of the heroes. He's the leader of the legislators. The Congress don't know what they're getting ready to walk into. He is the overseer of the overcomers. He's the governor of governors. He's the prince of princes. He's the king of kings, and he's the Lord of lords. Now, that's my king.
That's my king.
His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting, and his love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you, but he's undescribable. That's my king. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible, and he is irresistible. He just gets all over you. I'm coming to tell you this. The heaven of heavens can't contain him, let alone some man try to explain him. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off your hands. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him, and the witness couldn't get their testimonies to agree about him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. And the grave couldn't hold him. Now that's my key. He's always been and he always will be. I'm talking about the fact that he had no predecessor. And he'll have no successor. There's nobody before him, and there'll be nobody after him. You can't impeach him. And he is not going to resign. Now that's my king. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. All the power belongs to our king. You know, we're talking about Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter. But aren't you glad all lives matter? Because we all bleed red. And if you've got breath in your body, you've been created by God. And you've been put on this earth for purpose. And you were no accident that you were born at such a time as this. Amen. So we have some awesome things to worship God for. America is still God's nation. Amen. And we will see God's glory in this land again. Amen. And Father, we just thank you today that you're just in us, around us, and all over us. No matter how far we may try to get away from you, you always find us because you're always seeking us. And we're just going to stop long enough for you to catch us and for you to hold us because you keep us as the apple of your eye. And we're in your grip, and you're not about to let us go, God. We thank you today that we're healed, that we are saved people, that we are delivered people. And the truth has come to set us free. And we're so thankful for that today. In Jesus' name. And the church said, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. We serve a mighty king.
Amen.
We sure do. We sure do. You know, my king, he bought me out of bondage from drug addiction. My king, he makes sure my kids walk right. Amen. My king, he's there when I need him. Oh. Do you know him? It gets me all tore up when you talk about my king, amen? Sometimes God, he don't wait for you. Oh, he don't wait for you. The plan's already laid out.
That's right.
Oh, God, I serve as a good God. It don't take but a little bit anymore to get me fired up about the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Do you know your purpose in Christ? If you don't, I advise you to seek your purpose. Find what God wants you to do. It's not a hard thing. All you got to do is pray about it, open the Bible, and start reading, and he'll show you where he wants you. He'll send you where he wants you to go. Amen. I mean, you know, we are all called to minister in one regard or the other. And believe you me, whole lot of ways that you can minister to people. A whole lot of ways. So it's all good, guys. It's all good. Shirley, you got me kind of fired up about our King this morning. Amen. Yes. It took me a long time to get there, but I finally come to know Him. Oh, hallelujah. And it's an awesome thing, ain't right? Amen. Let's go, guys. Here we go.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name. Your words are true. Your mercy does not change. All your promises are precious, reviving our faith. Every one of them will be fulfilled one day. All your promises are yes and amen, Jesus. Your promises are true. All your promises are yes and amen, Jesus. We'll keep running after you. On the eagle's wings, in the presence of our Lord, our spirit will soar till we one day gaze upon our King. All your promises are yes and amen, Jesus. Your promises are true. All your promises are yes and amen, Jesus. We'll keep running after you. My foot, it almost slipped, oh Lord. I'd almost lost my way. Till I entered in the house of the Lord and heard your sweet spirit say, all your promises are yes. Amen, Jesus, your promises are true. All your promises are yes and amen, Jesus. We'll keep running after you. My foot, it almost slipped, oh Lord. I almost lost my way. In the house of the Lord and heard your sweet spirit say, all your promises are yes and amen, Jesus. Your promises are true. All your promises are yes and amen, Jesus. We'll keep running after you.
Don't get quiet on me this morning, church. It's all good in here this morning. Amen. Yes, it is. Amen.
I just wanted to let you know, last night we had the youth here. We had about 11, and I was so proud that Kim and Tony and Monica got to come and help me, and it all went good. It was good. And you know, sometimes it seems awkward, or sometimes, you know, you've got to have faith, even for things that you don't see, or the things that you want and you don't see. Ain't that right, Monica?
That's right.
That's right. We all agree. And she wants to say something, too.
Almost definitely. Last night, I haven't actually been in a youth class since, I think, Ricardo. Now, I'm 23 years old, and I got to see how these kids actually act. It's crazy. It's crazy. You know, they're teenagers. I was there just a few years ago, so I know. Don't pay attention. You're just here because you think it's just to get away from home. I got to see how they really act when it comes to talking about God. And it's amazing how you can pinpoint which ones are actually paying attention and which ones are really, really paying attention. So I told the kids last night before they left, I said, tomorrow morning at church, I'm going to ask you what you remember from last night. We played a game, and it had to do with scriptures and verses and stuff like that. And we watched God's Not Dead 2, and then I pulled a Ricardo out of my hind end, and I just started talking. I couldn't stop. And you can ask Sarah and Matthew. I could not stop. Because, yeah, I'm young, but I have been there because I was just there a couple years ago. I know what they're going through right now. And I had them listening to me. And it was amazing. Just, I felt respected. I felt that I had planted seeds last night. I had my stepsister actually talking about her issues to people she didn't know, and that's something that she wouldn't do normally. And that made me feel very happy knowing that these kids were listening. And you don't see that much anymore. And I know Sherry struggles with it in her class period, but last night, and I don't know if it's just because I'm younger, but they were actually listening last night. And the only two that I have not asked the question to, and it's only because I haven't got a hold of them yet, is Matthew and Sky and her. But by the end of this church, they will be asked the question. And I hope they did learn something last night. And it makes me feel good that I know they did. But I'm very happy that I got to be a part of last night. It made me feel very blessed that I got to be around these kids. Because I know that y'all said that we are our future, but they are our future. And they're growing up so fast. Right underneath, right in front of our eyes. And I know I'm only 23, but they have all made me feel so old. I've been gone for 4 years, and they make me feel so old. Because they're all grown up. They're going to be graduating high school in a few years. And that's not right. But I feel very blessed that I'm a part of this church, that I'm a part of these kids' lives, that I can be a part of them and teach them and lead them in the right path. I don't think I have anything else.
Yes, see, it did good last night for everybody, for everybody. And the thing is, God is good. We've got our kids, and we love them, and we all have our different styles. Some are old, like me. Some are young, like her. But we all are a family, no matter how old or young we are. We all are a family. And we just need to stick together is what it is, no matter the differences between all of us.
Hallelujah. I got to say something. That first song, well, I know that Ricardo didn't know that Shirley was going to read about the king. This is my king. But did you notice the theme in the first song was about the kingship? All your promises are yes and amen. We were sitting in the driveway waiting for a couple of young ladies to get ready this morning to meet us at the car. And I was just sitting there thinking, and I looked over at Laverne, and I said, Laverne, I said, you know something? I said, God is God, and His word is completely true. And then I looked at her, and I said, if not, you'd be sitting here in this car by yourself this morning on the way to church. And, it's just awesome. when you stop to think about who God really is. And Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of people, they don't get too upset when you say God. But when you start talking about Jesus, they get fidgety. Because you're narrowing it down too much. Well, I got news for you. Without Jesus, you're not going to be very well off in the next life.
That's right.
And we as a country are one nation under God. And the God that we're talking about is Yahweh, Jehovah,
Amen.
Jesus.
That's right.
And you know when our forefathers put in the Constitution, you shall not make any form of, you know, any form of religion, but give everybody the right to be what they wanted to be. You know, at that particular time in history, they weren't thinking about anything but Christianity. They were thinking about things like Anglican, Baptist, Congregational, Quaker, everybody that worshiped God in a different way. Because, you see, they were coming from a country where in the Church of England, you had to be a member of the Church of England or you were a heretic. And they decided that when we got to this country, that there wasn't going to be any of that. And now, over 200 years, some way or other, somebody has been able to twist that around and make it sound like that there should be a separation of church and state. That was never the intent of the Constitution, to separate church and state. It was to protect the church from the state and to make sure that people were allowed to worship God, Jehovah, Jesus, the way they wanted to without being told by the government how to do it. And we have perverted that as a country and made it sound like something that you got to be quiet. Can't use the name of Jesus. You go back to our founding fathers and you were to talk to them and tell them that, they would shiver. And you know, I was thinking this morning, I told Laverne, after listening particularly to the prayer service yesterday morning, when so many of those people that prayed had the courage to actually use the name of Jesus. And I told Laverne, I said, well, I guess as a member of a country that's a democracy, you should have the right to do what you want. If you want to be an atheist, be an atheist. If you want to be something else, be something else. But don't tell me that I can't talk about my Jesus because you get offended.
That's right.
If you get that offended, you know, leave.
That's right.
But I told her, I said, now can you imagine us going to Saudi Arabia or any of those other Muslim countries and saying to the leaders, we demand the rights for Christians to be exactly what we want to be. You've got to let us be equal with you on your... You know what they'd do? They'd either shoot you, hang you, or tell you, there's the airplane, go home. And you know, we got to stand for what is real. It's not Jesus among others. It's Jesus only. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is no name under heaven and earth whereby men must be saved except Jesus.
Amen.
That's my King.
That's my King. Amen.
Woo! Now, I don't have animosity towards Muslims or anybody else. I just don't agree with them.
Doctor, it's Tuesday, right? And I told him, I says, he was asking me about the pain that I've been having for a long time. He said, how's it doing? I says, it's not there. I said, I had him pray for me at church, and the Lord healed me. And he goes, that's right, and I believe in prayer. And he says, so, because, I mean, he had me on the table pushing everywhere, and usually, you know, I don't jump off the table. And then he says, well, I want to do some more blood work and check some things. And the test that they've been doing on me, it's a rare test, and it's a rare type of disease. And it's where you got clusters of cancerous cells. And that number's been really high. They called me, and they says, it's gone. That's right. I just praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I can see waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sounds of nations rising up.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us.
His promises are true. In his strength there is nothing we can do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave,
is living in me. He's conquered our enemy.
The same power that rose Jesus from the grave. The same power that commanded the dead to wake lives in us. Lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks. The same power that can calm a raging sea lives in us. He lives in us. He lives in us. He lives in us.
In victory. Oh, yes. Amen. Woo. Hey, can I share something with y'all this morning? I don't talk about politics. I don't talk about politics because sometimes the way I view politics is different from the way you may view politics. And I'm going to pull the color thing right here, okay? I want to explain something to y'all about the last 8 years of my life, how black people feel. Okay? Okay. When I was a little boy, I would have never dreamed in my life that there would have ever been a black president. See, I can remember the times when you could go up to the O&R shop and black people had to go around back. So I can remember that. See, I remember the time you walk past a certain crowd of men and they stand around and they spit at you. See, I can remember that. I can remember that. I can remember the times in school when I got called a nigger and I had to fight. I remember that too. With all that being said, the year that Obama won the presidency, I cried because that was the greatest day of my life for the simple fact that was a position in this country that I never thought an African-American person would hold. That let every black kid in these United States see that they can be what they want to be.
Amen.
That's what it means to me. I've been in politics all my life because I used to help at the polls. I used to keep up with it. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. The greatest thing that's happened to this country was that. He might not have done everything right, but that let people see that equality still, you still have hope. You still, there. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Now, I love the fact that I can be what I want to be. I love the fact that my kids can shoot for the moon and not be held back, amen? That's right. So, that's the King I serve. Amen? That's the King I serve. Oh, hallelujah. But God is good. But I just felt led to share that with y'all. Because, see, a lot of times you look at things on one side. There's good in everybody. It don't matter what color you are. There's been some great black men. Amen. There's been some great history. Great history. I know because I study it too. I read, you know what I'm saying? And you can start in the Bible. You can start in the Bible. But the God I serve is a good God. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. And Ricardo.
Yes, sir.
You know, there was a saying regarding this same type situation. You know, it's all right if they just learn to stay in their place. Yeah, and I mean, I've heard that said, not recently, but back when I was a boy.
Yeah,
and you know what? You know where our place is? In the driver's seat and in the winner's circle.
That's right.
That's right.
In Christ Jesus. That's where our place is.
Christ Jesus. Yes.
That's right.
Exactly right.
Lift
up, your hands be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. The love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory?
Your hands be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Awesome nation, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it comes to the moment in our service that we get to take up the offering, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, every time I say that, it's one person used to go to this church, and I can hear her. I can hear her right now.
Right.
I sure can. I sure can.
Amen.
But Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for today. I thank you for the service today. I thank you for leading this country in the way it should go,
Amen.
Heavenly Father.
Lord God.
We ask you to just to bring down your will, Heavenly
Amen.
Father, on these people that we may be who we need to be Amen. In these United States.
Amen.
I just thank you
Amen.
For that in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you, Lord God, for blessing the givers and for blessing, Heavenly Father, the people that come in here
thank
and
you,
clean
Lord.
And take care of this building, Lord God. And I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We
we all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right.
But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Come on, church, help me right here. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. Better testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify.
Testify.
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain,
he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains,
can't feel it, somebody testify. Somebody need to testify here.
If you believe it,
come on, church.
If you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior.
You got chains. Chain breaker.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Miss Martha, would you stand up, please? You know I love you, right? You know I think you're an awesome person as well, right? That's why I like to do this.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Amen.
Come up here, Martha. The Lord has a word for you. Glory to God. Just stretch your hands out right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah. God says to your daughter that age is only a number. That your latter life is going to be greater than your first life. Than the first part of that. Amen. You gained a lot of knowledge in the world through a lot of study. And it got you a little ways. But God says the latter years, I'm opening up the spiritual realm for you, and I'm going to show you my glory. And God says, even showing you my glory, I'm going to give you a double portion of my anointing. So that even as you stand and teach, and Martha, I see you standing not just before a few, but I see you standing before many. And God says, oh, God says, even as you give out that word, there's going to be healing taking place in people's life, even as they sit. God says, I'm going to bring healing through many because of your obedience. Say, yes, God, I will do what you have called me to do. And no longer let it be in your mind that I can't or I'm not worthy or you can use somebody else. God says, that thinking is stopping today. Amen. That I'm putting a singe on that and it's stopping today. Amen. Now, Father, I thank you for the double portion anointing coming upon her, Father, to teach your word in authority and in power. I thank you for the gifts of spirit, the gifts of your spirit that have been lying dormant within her all of these years. This is the season that it's coming forth with power, says the Lord, and you shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The glory of the Lord lives big in you the latter part of your years, and he says the best is yet to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. I got to release some of this anointing that's upon me right now. I'm not going to be able to stand up here and preach, church. Hallelujah. So if you just want a refilling this morning, come on up here. Because when you got baptized in the Holy Ghost, it was just a one-time thing. But you can come back and get more.
That's right.
Because God's supply never runs out. Hallelujah. So if you want some of this anointing today, God says that he's going to release it upon you. And I need to get some of this off of me so that I can stand and preach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just receive whatever you're believing God for as I lay hands upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Receive now in the name of Jesus. There it is. In Jesus' name. Receive now.
There is freedom in the name. There is healing.
know all the name of Jesus.
There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name. There is freedom in the name. There is power in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name.
There is power in the name, salvation in the name.
salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name.
This church at the season that we're in right now. But I read a devotional the other day this guy talked about when he was a little boy that he thought the rose bushes were so pretty and that the rose bush had a lot of rosebuds on it, and that he thought one day that he could make the roses all bloom out if he just went out there and just kind of plucked those rosebuds to help them become roses. And he didn't realize that when he did that, he was killing them. You know, they weren't going to blossom out after that. And the Lord spoke to my heart, and he says it's the same way if you go out there and you try to help that butterfly get out of that cocoon. Yeah. That God says, I've got a season and I've got a time for everything. Yeah. And as you look around, you see some roses. You know, some in the as a church, as a rose bush. Yeah. That there's some roses. I mean, you know, we've grown, we've blossomed. There's also a lot of rosebuds. Pastor Sherlin, the Lord says to tell you that in his time, in his season, these rosebuds are going to blossom and not be concerned that you got to go out there and kind of help them along. Because if you try to help them along, it may be too soon for them. But he says to tell you to keep trusting him. Church, keep believing and trusting him. And everything you see that it doesn't seem like it's getting done, it's going to get done. Yes. Now, come on, you hear what I said?
Amen.
Everything you see that you think is not getting done, it's going to get done because he says, I've got my rosebuds coming along. And they may be pink, they may be yellow, they may be red. There's all colors of rosebuds out there. But he says, I'm developing them, they are established, and they're going to bloom and come full forth in their season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I was sitting here and just felt the Lord say, you're too concerned in the wrong way about the empty seats. Mm. And you look around and we see a lot of empty seats. You know all those seats belong to somebody? They just don't know it yet.
That's right.
Or they know it and they just haven't decided to get involved. And we need to just look at those seats that are next to you and say, thank you, Lord, for blessing the person that's supposed to be sitting in this seat. Because I really believe that what now, you tell me what's going on this morning in this place, and there's not hundreds of us here, but there's hundreds in places where nothing's going on.
Amen.
And right now, we got something special. And so when you look at these empty seats, just say, Lord, thank you for the person that's supposed to be sitting in there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then live your life in front of people out here that they may come and say, man, I've seen such a difference in your life. What is it? Oh, it's where I go to church. It's what I believe. Wow, where do you go? See, we got to be witnesses. I mean, you know, Ricardo can't do it all.
Thank God he can sing.
Yeah.
Is that it?
And he's sure faith.
Amen.
I'd heard this before, but I reread something this morning, and it talked about the stonemasons that were working, and it relates to every little bit you can do along the way, but the person walked by and they saw a man working and laying block, asked him what he's doing. He says, well, I'm laying this block one block at a time. Well, next day he saw a different stonemason. He said, well, what are you doing? I'm building a wall. And they got the third guy, different stonemason. Well, he's building a cathedral. It's all in your view. It's still one step at a time. It's still one block at a time. But the goal is the cathedral, and it still works out one block at a time.
That's right.
Amen. Praise and worship team, that we can be dismissed. Classes may be dismissed as well. And while we're doing this, I'm going to tell you something, baby girl. When you're dealing with the youth, you got your hands full. But you're doing something mighty. Yes. So keep up the good work.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.